I'm Michelle Billman, and I'm here with Bob Conrad of This Is Reno. Bob, what's been happening down at the Truckee River in Sparks over the last few weeks?
Sure. So the Sparks police have been giving out citations for camping in the parks overnight, which apparently is against park regulations. And they've also been threatening to arrest folks who have been repeatedly camping in the area. Apparently, it is illegal to camp along the river. So there's been a couple areas, one at the edge of Sparks on the border of Story County along the Truckee River, as well as Glendale Park. And at Glendale Park, the Sparks police have actually ticketed a number of people for camping after dark.
And you've reached out to sort of all parties involved in this situation.
Right. So I spoke with a community case manager from Northern Nevada Hopes, which has been providing assistance to homeless individuals. And one gentleman who was threatened with arrest was literally just days away from getting permanent housing when he got his citation. So they were very concerned with that. They don't feel that threatening these folks with arrest is actually helpful. They don't think that's part of a longer-term solution. So there's a lot of concern about that.
And is there a way to verify with the police department that these threats of arrest have occurred?
I did speak with the city manager about this issue, and he did confirm that a number of citations, I believe a dozen, were given out at one particular point in time. He said that these folks had been warned, and they only cited people who chose to basically ignore those warnings. The woman that I spoke with from Northern Nevada Hope said that arrest had actually occurred. So there is some confusion over whether or not they've actually been arresting folks.
And you have been talking also to the Nevada American Civil Liberties Union. What role are they playing in this situation?
So the ACLU of Nevada has been actually researching this issue for quite some time. They had a graduate student from the University of Nevada here doing public records requests and looking into the policies of the Reno Police Department and Sparks Police and how they are basically managing the homeless situation along the river. Are they giving citations? Are they giving arrests? And their position is that if, for example, the shelter, the local homeless shelter, is full, if somebody's being arrested or cited for what they call life-sustaining activities, for example, sleeping, something that we all need to do, of course, then they view that potentially as a civil rights violation.
Bob Conrad of ThisIsReno.com, thank you.
Thank you.